Lord is good. I tell you,
hey, you can't beat. You can't beat the Lord.
Come on, that's right.
Come on, Lord.
I'd rather have His presence than anything that I know of.
Yeah. Amen.
I cannot walk without Him. I can't talk without Him.
That's right.
I can't breathe the next breath without Him.
All right.
He is precious to us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got your Bibles with you tonight. Would you turn with me into Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. And let's look at verse 1. Luke 19 and 1. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich, a tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not, for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. All right, you may be seated. A seeking heart. A seeking heart. You know, with a seeking heart, this man was sincere. He had an honest heart, and he wanted to see Jesus.
Yeah.
Stay with me for just a little while here. The right attitude to approach God. Did you know there's a right way to approach Him?
Yes, sir. Come on, then.
A right attitude, a right way to get His attention. How many could say, I really, really, really want Jesus' attention?
Yes.
Oh, God, I want him to look at me and see me. Hallelujah. There must be a right approach. There must be a desire.
Right.
Yes, sir. I can look around here tonight. I can see people that's got a desire to see Jesus.
Come on,
a desire,
amen.
Come on, for His presence,
yes,
to be right where He's at.
Amen.
Oh, I love you, Lord. You'll never get anything from the Lord without a desire.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
You cannot do it.
You're right.
Hallelujah. With a desire, God looks right down in the heart. He sees the longing. He knows the craving. And I'm glad that He's able to supply our need. When we cry from the depths of our heart, God knows what our need is. We might be up against the devil of fighting us. But if I can just get to where Jesus is, there has to be a desire and a right attitude to approach the Lord. The Lord will help you get to Him.
Hallelujah.
Number two, there must be a willingness. A willingness. If your desire is strong enough and you really, really, really believe, it will get all of heaven's attention.
Right.
It'll bring Jesus to your house.
Come on.
How many wants him in your house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord. I want him in my heart. I want him in my life. I want him in my house. Yeah. I came to see Jesus tonight. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise him and to worship him and enter into his presence with thanksgiving and worship him. I tell you, that'll get all of heaven's attention when you got a desire to reach out and to feel after him. He's not far from any one of us. There's help in the Lord. Yes. And there's hope in him. And there's still salvation in him. Yes. There must be a willingness and a desire in our heart to get where he's at. Hallelujah to the Lord. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Well, thank God.
We know of at least two, Brother Ron, that were saved and healed in Jericho. I preached on Bartimaeus the other night.
Right.
Old blind Bartimaeus and little old Zacchaeus. One sat low in the dust. Come on now.
Yep.
It don't matter what shape you're in, Jesus can touch you right where you are.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. One of them sat low in the dust. The other sat high on a limb in a tree.
That's good.
He can be found.
Yes.
He's high and he looks low.
Yeah.
He still sits on the throne and he knows right where you are. He can reach to you and pick up the beggar out of the dust and set him among princes. Give him a praise tonight. He knows how to reach down. He knows right where you're sitting. He understands your thoughts afar off. You might be a battling and the devil says you ain't no good and you ain't worthy and you ain't nothing but a failure, but I know somebody can reach low.
Yeah.
Somebody loves you with an everlasting love.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now you can sin and fall flat on your face, but I know somebody that'll reach right down in the muck and the mire.
Yes,
hallelujah, right down in the dust,
yes,
and pick you back up and wash you in the blood and make you clean and sanctify you and put his joy down inside of you, and his name is Jesus. He'll reach to the lowly. He reaches to the humble. He saveth the broken in heart. He healeth, hallelujah, those that are broken. He knows how to put your life back together. He's a heart mender. Hallelujah, he's a healer. Glory.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Christ
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Lord.
Like I said the other night, I put myself right in their sandals, right in their clothes.
Come on.
I'm right there with them.
Yeah.
Real glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
You can get to Jesus if you really want to.
Come on.
If you want to.
Come on.
You're right.
Jesus is in the high places and he's in the low.
Yeah,
you can find him on the mountain and you can find him in your lowest valley.
Yeah.
He's found in the midst of your storms in life. He'll calm your troubled waters. You can find him in the darkest night. Hallelujah. You reach out, you can find Jesus. He ain't far from any one of us. Glory.
No.
This man Zacchaeus also heard about the fame and the power of this man Jesus.
Yes.
I've heard about him. But that ain't enough.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
He's told me about him. He's preached many times right here behind this podium. He's told me about Jesus. He's preached it.
Amen.
Quoted the scriptures.
Yeah.
I've sat there and I've listened. I heard the word of God.
Yeah.
Woo. That ain't enough.
Amen.
I said, that's not enough. Just believing, come on now,
come on.
And just hearing ain't enough.
No,
there must be more than that.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Raise your little hand. There must be more to it than just hearing.
Oh,
glory to God. I've heard about him, but that's not enough. I want to see him for myself. Yeah. I want to know him for myself. Oh, for a desire to look into the face of the Son of God and to hear his voice. Oh, to have him in your life and to have him in your home and to have him in your family and to have him in your marriage means more than anything in the whole wide world. I want Jesus. I want him. I want his saving power. I want his healing power. Hallelujah. I need him. I want the delivering power. I want his peace. Hallelujah. In a troubled world. I want hope. Hallelujah. In a hopeless society when nobody has hope in this hour and no peace, there is a peace giver tonight, and his name is Jesus. And he's a walking in her midst tonight. He's a hope giver. Hallelujah. He's real. Hallelujah. I don't want to just hear it. I want him for myself. I want to feel his touch for myself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
I want his love.
Amen.
Like I've seen others enjoy it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I want to feel something like my brothers and sisters when they get happy.
Come on.
I want to feel it too. Come on. Some of us has went through valleys. You know how dark your valleys have been sometimes.
Yeah. Yes.
When you reach out and see, like, where are you, Jesus?
Yeah.
If I could only feel you.
Yes.
And feel your love for me down in my heart. Come on now. I want to feel for myself. I do, I do. Come on. How many can say, I'm here tonight, Brother Tommy, I'm here tonight. And I've got to have him. I've got to have him. I've got to feel him. I've got to know for myself and not another that I'm all right.
Yeah.
I gotta know that I've got that peace down in my heart. I gotta know that I'm free. Hallelujah. Right, gentlemen, I wanna know that I'm free. I'm free from this world. I'm free from sin. I'm free from the binds of the devil. You don't own me no more, devil. You used to control me, but you don't have me no more. The blood's been applied. I said the blood of Jesus has been applied. I am a child of Almighty God. I've been redeemed. Well, praise the Lord.
Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Come on. Come on.
You ain't got me.
That's right.
You don't own me.
That's right.
You'll try to fill me with doubt.
Yeah.
Come on.
You'll try to make me have unbelief. But I've already proved my God over and over and over.
Yeah.
He's always come through. We're right at the nick of time. When I felt like that I'd win as far as I could go. And as I hanging on by a little thread of hope, he came my way.
Glory. Yes, amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
He knows how. He knows when.
Yes.
Sister Sheila, that smile's worth $1 million to me. Raise your little hand to it. Hallelujah. Woo. Look what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
Look what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ain't he good? I said, ain't he good? I give him a hand clap tonight. The Lord will make you happy. I said, the Lord will give you peace and joy unspeakable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I had bigger lungs.
Come on,
how are yours?
Come on.
Let me help you. Can you be like the gospel song? I'll go down 7 times, and a tree I'll even climb. I'll even tear the roof off,
yeah.
Lord, just to get to you.
Thank you,
Lord. I'll get down on my knees at the foot of Calvary and declare so openly, Lord, this time I'll serve you honestly.
Yes,
well, for a desire. I believe, but that's not enough. I've heard, but that's not enough. I'm a coming, Jesus. If I got to climb that sycamore tree, I'm a coming. I want to see you face to face. And I want that salvation. Well, praise be to the Lord. I want you to touch me like you've touched others.
Yes,
Lord.
The Bible says Zacchaeus sought. I get a word, Brother Ron, honest to goodness. I get messages, Sister Maria, sometimes out of one little word. I've woke up. I can't tell you how many times I've woke up from a dead sleep with one little word floated to the top of my spirit. Woo, man, I feel that. Run in or get my concordance. Where's that one little word? And I'm telling you, the scriptures open up. Jesus will speak to you. Sometimes all he needs to do is speak one word to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy to know him, to know his voice. Raise your little hand right now. He knows how to speak. He can reveal. He can reveal to you. Well, praise be to the Lord.
Woo!
He sought to see Jesus. He was too small. Don't give up on a short man. He was too small. A short little man. And he could not see over all the other people's heads. Here was another crowd. Another pressing crowd of people around Jesus. You can get to him. Hallelujah. And you can see him if you really, really want to. Well, praise be to the Lord. There is a way to get to Jesus. If you got a made up mind, you don't have to worry about what other people think about you or what they say. You'd be surprised how people let people stand in their way. It don't matter what they say. My Lord, if I needed to get anointed and if I needed help, I found my way for an altar of prayer. And I'd say, God, I need you. I need your time. I need your anointing. I tell you, that's what we need in this hour. It's to put away the man-fearing spirit and say, I need Jesus. I'm here to see Jesus.
Well, glory.
Hallelujah. I'm on my way, Lord. I'm on my way, Lord. If I had to climb a tree and if I had to tear the roof off, I'm on my way. I had to go get up higher. He's real and he's alive. He's in the house tonight.
Come on,
Greek. Thank you, Jesus.
So, he ran ahead.
Come on, Bert Tommy.
He's coming.
Yeah.
I can't see around you. Jesus is over there, and I want to get to him. Stand up here. Oh, God, right over there. I can't get to him.
Come on.
God, he's going to be coming up that path, and I know it. There's a crowd of people all around him. They're oppressing him. Hallelujah, Josephus. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll run ahead. And he runs ahead, and he climbs up in a sycamore tree, for he knew that Jesus was going to pass by that way. Hallelujah. How many's got a desire? If you got to run, I'll run. Hallelujah. If I got to climb, I'll climb. Well, right. Glory to God.
Bless
you.
Praise
the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I got so tied up in this today.
Jesus.
I shouted, I cried over this.
All right.
Good. Hallelujah.
Come on, Bert.
I've got four other messages for this church, and the Lord said, no. I said, you go in there and I'll give you stuff to write for tonight.
All right. There you go, brother.
Right. I preach better on pen than I do.
Amen.
And live.
Come on. Good, brother.
Hallelujah.
Good
preach. Glory.
Hallelujah.
A little short man. He ran ahead and he ran before Jesus until he came to a sycamore tree and he climbed up into it. Now, it's not easy to climb a tree.
Especially a sycamore.
That's it. I don't know how old Zacchaeus was, but he was hated.
Yeah.
He was rich. Man, you hated tax collectors. I'm at your door. Open the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want your taxes. Get out of here, Zacchaeus. We don't want you around. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, what a desire. And oh, what a longing in your heart will do for you. It will cause you to climb higher. Raise your hand to him. It'll cause me to climb higher, Lord. That's what a desire my heart will do, Lord, tonight. It'll cause me to climb higher. Can I tell you, Jesus sees you here in this service. He knows right where you are when you have a desire for him. Can I tell you, he knows your need before you ever say a word. He's got your answer before you ever ask him. He's coming down your road right now. Tell me, who's that man walking down that dusty road? His name is Jesus. There's healing in his hands. There's salvation in him and no other. Who's that man walking down that dusty road?
Jesus!
Hallelujah! Praise be to the Lord!
Yes, Lord.
Jesus came right to the base of that sycamore tree. And he looked up, and Zacchaeus saw the face of Jesus. Looked right into the eyes of the Son of God. Jesus said to this little man who was a tax collector, make haste, hurry up, Zacchaeus, and come on down. For today I must abide at thy house. What a call. He hurried and he slid down the bark of that old sycamore tree, of the bark of flying everywhere. I wanted to see him, and I had a desire, and now he's at the base of my tree. Well, praise me. Raise your hand and praise him. Well, glory to God, I'm coming. Well, to hear his voice. I'm saying, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. I take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. I'm glad
Lord.
Zacchaeus came down and received Jesus joyfully. Smack out in it. Come on, hallelujah. I got a need. I said I got a need, and I want the Lord. I did nothing to satisfy you in this old world but Jesus. This is that. Why, they thought that people was plumb drunk. 9 a.m. in the morning.
Right, come on.
They're not drunk as you suppose.
Yeah. Come on.
These men are filled with new wine.
Yeah.
Got the oil.
Yeah.
Got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Woo. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Come on, brother.
And receive Jesus joyfully. That's a desire. That's a big desire.
Come on.
I can't believe it, man. He came into my world. I can't believe it. All that I've heard about him, and all the testimonies I've heard about him, and he's here right in front of me now.
Yes.
Here he is. man, I feel him. He's right here. What are you going to do with Jesus when he presents himself to you?
Come on.
What are you going to do when he steps up in front of you? When he reaches out to you and says, today I must abide at your house. What will you do? My Lord, I believe I'll shout, don't you? Well, glory. Oh, what an honest heart and a seeking heart. Hallelujah. The Bible says Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, behold, now look at the sincere heart. There's a right way to approach God. There's a right attitude of the heart. God wants our whole heart. He don't want half of it. He don't want 99%. He wants all of your heart. He wants an honest heart. Lord, behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have wronged any man, I will restore him then fourfold. And Jesus said, this day is salvation come to this house.
Yeah.
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Save, man.
You sought me, Zacchaeus. You wanted me. You wanted to see me. You wanted to know me.
Yeah.
Now I'm going home with you.
Yeah.
I'm going home with you now. How many can remember the day, the hour, the month, the year that you gave your heart to Jesus?
Amen.
Come on. That night that I got saved, I was up here and I was bound in the old order, 1974, on a Sunday night, April the 28th. I said, God, I don't even know how to pray. I said, but if you'll help me, I'll serve you. And I want to make heaven my home. I don't know how to pray. Lord, the drugs are killing me. The alcohol's killing me. And I don't want to live like this anymore, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I won't last much longer than this, Lord.
Come on.
I don't even want to live. The suicide spirits, God, is telling me to take my life, that I'm not worth living. Oh, God, I don't want to live like this anymore.
Come on, Thomas. Come on.
And the best way that I could describe it, Brother Ron, there was a hand to reach further down than I could ever reach up. The hand of the Savior reached down and he picked it up, the load of guilt and sin and shame, and lifted it off of my chest. Hallelujah, and I was set free, washed in the blood. Raise your hand and praise him. He did what I could not do. Hallelujah, he took me, loved me, praise the Lord. And guess what? I took him home with me.
Yeah.
Long hair, a beard. I'd use that mustache wax. And I'd get that black wax and make it just as dark and black as I could. I had a goatee. Ain't that somehow seal, do you? It ain't enough to act like the devil, but you want to look like him? And I'd use it. I have a big long sideburns down here, and I just put that on there like this, and just mustache and the goatee down here, and just make it black as coal.
Come on.
Right.
I'll tell you, when Jesus comes into your heart, there will be a transformation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Make a change.
Yes.
That was on a Sunday night. I went the next day after I got off work. The long hair, it went off. And I went and I stood in front of the mirror and I shaved. It took a while to shave all of that stuff off. Threw the mustache wax in the garbage. I won't need it no more. I just ten times rather to have a slick, nice, shiny face to glow for Jesus. Raise your little hand and praise him. I'd rather to have the smile of heaven than anything in this world. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Woo.
Man.
He'll clean you up.
He'll clean you up.
Amen.
Top, bottom, and inside. Hallelujah. And he went home with me. That next day when I went into work and I was all shaven, you know, and had a nice haircut, I didn't have to tell them that I was saved. Honest to goodness, I did not. I ran a 14-inch saw, which means I'd run this big old metal up, it's 14 inches diameter across it like this. And I'd run it up, I'd have to measure it and go by the measurements how much to cut off at it. And that old carborundum blade, that blade stood about this tall and is about that thick. That big old motor's a turning that thing and that saw blade coming into that metal. And the water had to be water cooled and everything. These are coming down through there, and I had them other men, big 30-inch saw was behind me. Another big older saw was over here like this, and the men come around me one to one during that shift and said, "You look different."
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, you look different.
I had one come up to me and said, "Man, you act different. What happened to you?"
Glory. All right.
Hallelujah. I said, "Man, you won't believe it." I said, "I gave my heart to Jesus Sunday night."
All right.
Praise Him, church. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Woo. I'm not going with the flow no more. I used to be one of them, but now I'm one of you all. Give Him a hand clap. I'm losing my voice. Well, praise be to the Lord. Ain't you glad? Woo! Hallelujah to the Lord. Jesus is real. I said this Holy Ghost, He is holy, and He's real. I want to see Jesus. I want to know Him and get acquainted with Him. Did Zacchaeus have a wife and kids at home? I'm going to close. Can you imagine, Brother Charles, Zacchaeus coming through the front door saying, "Honey, you all ain't gonna believe this, kids. I brought somebody with me today that I want you to meet." Amen. Salvation walked right through Zacchaeus's front door.
Oh,
this little man's house, Jesus walked through the door, and the whole family was saved because of Zacchaeus' heart's desire to know the Lord. A little man's big heart brought salvation to his whole house. I believe his wife got saved. I believe his kids got saved. When Zacchaeus opened his door and brought Jesus in, that whole family's life was transformed and changed from that day on when salvation came in. When Jesus left Jericho, there was a family of rejoicing left behind. Can you imagine Zacchaeus' testimony for the rest of his life? I know Him, and I met Him, I seen Him, I met Him in a sycamore tree. Jesus can save you no matter where you are. Hallelujah. Raise your hand. All it takes is to believe and to hear and to see for yourself.
Hallelujah.
Come on to the piano, kids. Come on, come on, come on.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Jesus, you that are able here tonight, would you stand with me?
Woo!
I love you, Lord. I want to love you more and more and more. With glory. I'm glad what you showed me. I'm glad what you gave me. I'm glad for that night. It's never grown old. Can you say it's never grown old in my heart and in my life? He gave me something that's kept me down through the years. Hallelujah. And it's the joy of His salvation has kept me. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, let's find a place right now and call on God and say, "Lord, You're already a moving in this revival. You're touching, You're helping people. You're encouraging them. You're lifting them up." Come on, let's pray right now. God, would You keep right on a moving in this revival? Another night of coming around tomorrow night, Lord. It might be a night of lost soul, a sinner, a backslider comes through those doors back there, and I'd like for them to meet Jesus. I want them to meet this man. Hallelujah.
Something I should say. Christ Jesus. And we pray right now, God, touch him, Lord. And help him, Lord, go before him. God, touch the doctor's hand, Lord, and let everything be all right. Touch his eyes, Jesus. Glory to God, praise the Lord. Woo, Holy Ghost, help him. Go with him tonight.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, help him through this, oh God, we have.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, oh God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do it, God. Do it, God.
Jesus, oh,